Yes, sir, you know the drill, so we're just going to talk some smack.
Talk smack, roll off track.
Talk smack, roll off track. Can't go with that. Alrighty. You ready, DJ?
I'm ready, buddy.
Mr. B, DJ, Texas Kid.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
My name is Optimus Prime.
Destroy you, DJ.
Destroy you,
Optimus Prime. Hey, hello, Internet. It's Mr. B, myself, Rolling Off Track Podcast. Find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Everything, email, Twitter, Facebook, everything. And beside me, as usual, my sidekick, my co-host, DJ. How's it going, DJ?
Yo, what's up, Mr. B?
So, DJ, you got the golden mic tonight?
Got the golden mic, buddy.
Golden mic. Ready to rock pod it?
Ready to rock pod it, my man.
Let's do this, man. It's like going to the moon, right?
Dude, shooting the moon.
Shoot the moon.
No doubt.
Yes, sir. And tonight, buddy, we got a guest. He hasn't been on in a while, but you guys know him. Texas Kid from Texas. How's it going, yeah. Texas Kid?
Yo, it's going.
It's going. Cool. How's the weather out there in Texas, buddy?
Surprisingly, it's pretty cool. It's windy.
It's windy?
Windy and cool, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Out this way, it's been windy, too. A lot of sandstorms and just sand going everywhere.
Everywhere,
yep. So, yeah, cool. Welcome to Rock Pod number 71. It's already 71, almost 100. And I don't know if listeners, if you guys know that 100's coming up. It's going to be coming up soon, and we're going to try and get a few guests on. And I put on the social media that we got a few guests lined up already, so... Hopefully we can get more, you know, like maybe podcast for a little longer than usual. Right, DJ?
Right on, man. I'm down.
Yeah, instead of the regular like 30, 45 minutes or something, we could go a little bit longer just to chit-chat a little bit longer.
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Cool. Alrighty. Let's see. This weekend, it's myself and the family went to go support a nephew playing basketball. So we followed him down to Socorro, played some basketball, watched him play some basketball, and... I'm telling you, watching these little guys, man, you could learn a few things from these guys, and it's just it's pretty good basketball, man.
Fundamentals, brother, fundamentals.
Yeah, it's all about the fundamentals. No matter how small, no matter how tall, it's just if you got the fundamentals, it'll take you a long way.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, especially just they didn't do too good this time. I think they got third or fourth place.
Hey man, that's still good. Yeah.
Yeah, and the last game too before they got out of the tournament. The last game they played pretty good. And my nephew before the game started, we gave him a few pointers and told him what some stuff that he was doing, and he did pretty good. He played a good game. It's being aggressive, getting those rebounds, just straight out, just wanting the ball. Yeah, it was pretty good. So, but yeah, overall this weekend we watched some basketball, learned a few things, and so. Yep, and games. I played some Hot Shots Golf. Remember the one we mentioned, DJ, a few episodes ago?
Yes, sir.
I played it on the Vita, and it's pretty good. The first time I played it, maybe a year back or a couple years back when it first came out, first time I played it, it was pretty good. I got into it, but this time, the second time I played it right now, I played a few games on it. A few courses, and I didn't really get into it that much, so I'm gonna have to find something else this week and something else to pass the time. So thinking about getting that Titanfall for Xbox 360.
Yeah,
they have it for the Xbox One, but I don't have the Xbox One yet, so I'm gonna try it for the 360 and see what that's all about. Titanfall. Yeah, there might have been a few other things that we did, but maybe if I remember during this podcast, I'll bring it up. So, what about you, DJ? Anything you want to share?
Shit, man, this weekend, I finished, fucking binge watching Netflix, season of, Gold Rush.
Gold Rush?
Yeah.
Is that a TV show?
Yeah, it was on the Nat Geo, I believe, or Discovery Channel, one of the two. But it was all about these rookie miners that go out and they, you know, just hustle up hard in the first couple, like, mines. They don't do shit. And, like, all of a sudden together, they just finally everything works for them, dude. And they pull a shit ton of gold out and everybody's so happy. And I was like, God damn it, there's only 3 seasons, bro. Fucking... I was all hurt, man, because I wanted to watch it. You know what I mean? I was, like, all into the seasons, and I was like, God damn it. So I had to start some new stuff. So I started watching The Office.
The Office. Oh, yeah. I saw you post that.
Yeah, man. I thought that was... Oh, my God. It's so stupid. And I mean, not stupid in a bad way. It's just funny, dude. Like, the comedy in it is just stupid hilarious, man. It's like...
When you watch it, you gotta listen to what they say too, huh?
Yeah, it's just crazy and what the hell happens in this like compound, dude. Like, and I was talking to my friend today. I was like, "Yo, what the hell do they do?" And he's like, "Well, they have like a paper copy printing business or some shit like that." And I was like, "What the hell?" And that kind of explained, you know what I mean? Like, there's some dudes downstairs, and like, it started off with them like starting an argument over some shit, and they're like, "Well, we'll do it over basketball." And like the boss is like talking shit to the dudes downstairs, like, and they said he sets up this big game and they end up going to battle and he ends up having to work on the Saturday and everybody's all pissed at him in the office and like all kinds of crazy shit, scandalous shit's going down, man. It's a crazy show. It's funny. It's funny. Good stuff, man. So nine seasons of that. That's good.
How much did you watch of that?
I probably got like maybe an episode or two in.
Oh, okay. You started from the beginning?
Yeah. So get a full, you know, full run of what it's, you know, what it's like. So, and I also, dude, just came up on my feed was Freebirds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dude. So I'm like, I'm all pumped, dude. I'm like itching to watch that. Freebirds. I'm all pumped, man. So that's going to go down soon and I'll have something to talk about with that. I'm excited, dude. I've read the little like thing for it.
Yeah.
And they had kind of like a little picture for like, you know, one of the scenes in the movie. And I was like, hell yeah, dude. Freebirds.
So, Freebirds.
Yeah, I had to share that tonight, dude. I just ran into that last night. So, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Started playing some Battlefield 3.
Freebirds.
Yeah, Freebirds. Hashtag it. So, yeah, man. Did some gaming.
That's like old news for me. It's like so long ago.
It's crazy, bro. Like, I get into things like way later, like after like all the hype's all gone. I'm like, I'm all pumped to hear about it. And everybody's like, yo, did you know that came out a while ago? I'm like, yeah, I know. I've just been waiting. I've been patiently waiting to see it. All right. Or I've been waiting to hear this song. And they're like, well, it's so old. I'm like, man, I like the old stuff. All right. Oh shit. Dude, Mr. B's telling me, he's like, hey man, you seen these movies yet? I'm like, man, dude, I'm broke. I haven't been able to, you know what I mean? So yeah, I'm all pumped to see it on some Netflix, right?
Yeah, man. Same here.
Free birds.
Netflix, Redbox.
Right.
Yeah, dude. Have you guys seen House of Cards yet?
Not yet.
No, is it good?
Yeah, I just started it. I watched the first 6 episodes, Redbox. So there's like 6 episodes on a disc. So, and you know, you only get the disc for like one night. So I had to like binge watch that too to get through all 6 of them. Cause they're like an hour each.
Oh shit.
So it's like 6 hours worth of content.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty intense, man. It's pretty crazy. Do you guys know anything about it?
Mm-hmm. No, not
yet. Well, it's like, yeah, it's with Kevin Spacey. He's this congressman, and he's like, he kind of got passed over for a job for, I think it was like Speaker of the House or something like that. And so he's getting even, so he starts building up all these, basically like a house of cards, and he's just like screwing people right and left, and just, it's pretty crazy. Like he's pretty evil guy.
Like a domino effect type deal?
Yeah, like he's just setting up stuff. He blackmails people. He's just crazy, and he's like, he's a Southerner. I can't remember what state he represents, but he just on the surface, he has that Southern hospitality demeanor, but like in the shadows, he's just like an evil dude. He'll like just do anything to get what he wants. So it's pretty crazy. And he plays politicians against each other, and it's pretty crazy, but it's pretty cool. Like, I really like that character.
That's pretty good. Would you recommend people checking it out?
I would. Yeah. Like I said, I only got halfway through. I need to go get the second disc, but so far it's pretty crazy. And yeah, it's pretty good acting. It's like, I don't know. It's up there with all the other shows.
It only has two seasons, huh?
Yeah, I think they're in the second season right now or wrapping up the second season. I can't remember, but yeah, a lot of buddies at work telling me like, oh, you got to check out House of Cards. It's so good.
Check it out too, man.
So good. Yeah,
it's pretty intense.
We don't know it's good until DJ watches it, right, DJ?
Dude, I'm excited to just check. I mean, like, because you know what I mean? I ask you, Mr. B, like, hey, what's something good to watch? Because I'm fucking running out of ideas, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's that's a good thing because I'm you know what I mean? I'm glad to hear some other opinions about some stuff. Like, hey, bro, have you heard of this? You know, like people say it's good. It's crazy. It's still what in its second season. So you got something to look forward to, right? If it's good.
So
hell yeah, man. I'm excited to check that out. I'm always down with some crazy stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Another show that's really good that I just got done with the third season is The Wire. Have you guys heard of The Wire?
Yeah.
It's like an old show, but that's great stuff.
Is it Amazeballs?
Yeah, I was about to say that. Is it Amazeballs?
It's Amazeballs.
Hell yeah, that's good to hear, man.
It's awesome. Like it's older, so when you start with the first season, of course it's all about like the technology and stuff. So it's really old, but it's crazy, man. It's awesome.
This one has five seasons, huh?
I don't know. It might have.
Yeah, it says five seasons, a total of 60 episodes.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's all about like the police against the drug lords and in Baltimore, and it's not your. It's pretty crazy.
I thought you were gonna say. I thought you were gonna say it's the police against the Jews.
Jews. Nah, it's the drug. It's the drug lords. It's pretty cool. It has the guy in Pacific Rim, the colonel guy.
I can't picture him right now.
What was his name? Idris Elba or something like that. Anyway, he plays a character named Stringer Bell. It's pretty cool.
All that, but that black dude, huh?
Yeah, the colonel guy.
Yeah, Idris Elba.
Idris Elba. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, like, it's pretty funny too. Like, they just swear right and left. Like, it's not like good cops versus the bad drug dealers. It's just like totally mixed. There's corrupt cops. There's, you know, there's the guys that work for drug dealers who want to get out. It's just crazy.
Sounds like a Batman movie.
It's kind of like
corrupt cops. Batman.
Batman.
Batman. Did you guys see the new Batmobile and the Batsuit on the social media?
Yeah.
I seen a sneak peek of the Batmobile through the back, man. That shit looked dope.
Looks pretty good, huh?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it looks good. Like, I like, you know, a lot of people don't like how Snyder is kind of using Frank Miller, his design, but I'm at the point where like, I don't care. Just give me a good story, give me good action. I don't care what it looks like. I mean, but it does look really cool. Like,
yeah.
He is supposed to be older, you know, in Frank Miller's Dark Knight graphic novel. Like, that's how it looks. Like, it looks pretty cool.
They should bring in some new characters that stay, like, you know what I mean? Like, some classic characters that are around for a while that kind of set the tone, like the Penguin did or something like that, you know what I mean? Mr. Freeze, you know what I mean? Yeah,
Mr. Freeze.
I think Arnold. Poison.
Yeah. Dude, he could totally come back. He's, like, old now, too, so they can bring him back.
You know what I mean? Like, Mr. Freeze come back all of a sudden, like, that would be some crazy shit. You're like, oh, god damn, I need to see this. All of a sudden, it's like a picture of Arnold, and he's, like, in this, like, space box-looking thing, and all of a sudden, his eyes open up, and his face lights up blue, and it's just like, boom! Yep. The Return of Mr. Freeze. You're like, oh shit, I need to see this. No, that's how I picture it. You know what I mean? That would be pretty cool, man. Or, you know what I mean? Just with any cool characters like that, you know? Yeah. Be cool.
That would be pretty good.
Cool to see some stuff like that.
Yeah, I could just see that. I could just see the previews now since you said that. Just
you know
his,
what I'm saying?
His eyes opened and it's blue.
Yeah, she's like, boom. And then it's like his eyes are open and it's blue. And it's like, oh shit, who is that? And everybody knows that's old school. Like, that's Mr. Freeze, man. He's all robotic now. You know, they just got his head or something like that. Like Walt Disney. Yeah. You know? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, man. I'm kidding.
His head is floating around in a jar of liquid.
So the Simpsons say, bro.
I
but,
know.
But yeah, man.
I'm back.
Freeze.
Who do you think is going to be the villains for, or villain or villains for that movie?
The Batman Superman?
Yeah.
I don't
Superman
know.
Superman should turn bad, man. Oh, fuck. How sick would that be? Something just happens to him and he turns evil.
That'd be, yeah.
The KGB takes over and puts KGB. A chip in his brain and he turns bad, Superman, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
But with that crazy plot.
Yeah, and then with that type of movie, then like Batman saves him at the end.
Yeah, you know, or some crazy stuff would happen. You know what I mean? Like you have to make a choice, like the Terminator did. You gonna kill him off, or you gonna, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
You gonna save yourself, or you gonna try and kill him off? You know.
Arnold, there's another Arnold movie, Terminator.
Oh, man, I don't even know why that's coming out right now, but it is. I guess I'm a fan of those.
Yo. Since we're talking movies real quick, now playing in theaters, Godzilla, Million Dollar Arm, Neighbors, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, The Other Woman. And opening this week, this coming weekend, X-Men Days of Future Past and Blended. And Blended is that Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore movie. So that one should be that one should be pretty good, pretty funny. I think Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, same thing, Mrs. B also agrees that they do pretty good movies together. Pretty funny.
Was that one where she forgets? Oops, I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah, it doesn't say the same thing, too.
The one where she forgets? 50 First Dates. Yeah,
oh, okay. There you go. 50 First Dates. Yeah, so, yeah, those are the ones that are coming out. And then Redbox, new releases, Ride Along, The Nut Job, what was that, Walter Mitty?
Yeah.
That awkward moment. And then the most popular, The Hobbit, Veronica Mars, and 47 Ronin. That one's with Keanu Reeves.
Dude, I want to see that one.
I still haven't seen it yet. Have you seen it, DJ?
What's that?
47 Ronin.
No, sir. Is it on Netflix? I'm gonna ask the burning question here, bro. Is it on Netflix?
not yet. No, it's on Redbox, so it's getting close. But it's getting close.
It's getting close to Wi-Fi for problems, right?
Yes, sir.
Have you guys seen Godzilla?
2014?
Yeah.
No, not yet.
You haven't seen it yet?
No.
You were talking about it, right, Mr. B?
Yeah, we're talking about it, but not yet.
I haven't seen it yet either. I thought you guys would see it first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, we were into basketball this weekend, so we didn't get to watch anything.
Man, where are your priorities at? Come on.
Man, got me.
Dreaming hoops.
Dreaming hoops, yeah. We're just waiting for the next basketball MK. Tournament coming around too. So I think the next one that I'm gonna play in is the 3-on-3 happening here in ABQ.
You're gonna play?
Yeah.
Oh shit, Mr. B.
3-on-3. DJ, you should come down, buddy, when we play.
Okay, where's it gonna be at, man?
It's gonna be at the Balloon Park.
Oh, that's gonna be cool outside.
Yeah, it's gonna be outside.
All right, man.
Yeah. I'll keep you guys updated. Nice. Yes, sir. And DJ, we got another song request dedicated to you, DJ Problems.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What's that? Smoking. Yeah.
Is that coffee too?
Just let it roll, brother.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up, man. What's up, man?
I'm the weed man. Yes, sir. Hey, Texas kid. The DJ's got some fans out there.
I heard, man.
You heard?
I mean, I was catching up on the podcast. I was like, whoa, got some fans out there. Yeah, fan base.
Especially for DJ, man.
Ooh. No, I don't, man. No.
Yeah, man. The other day, I looked up some of your songs, and they're pretty good. I mean, I was like listening to them while I was working, and like I think they're like what 40 minutes long or something.
Yeah, something like that. That.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like perfect for me. I just like put it on, and I'm just like sitting there jamming out, and just like working on working on the stuff. It's pretty cool.
Dude, I got the biggest smile on my face. That's awesome to hear that, man. I'm pumped. I appreciate that.
No, man. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, I just like how it just kind of like rolls from one beat to another, and it just like I don't even have to worry about like trying to build a playlist or trying to find another track on my iPod. I just like hit play, and I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm taking care of it. Dude.
Right on, dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what DJ was saying too. Just like just put it on, and it's a good song. One it's a good like 30, 40, 50 minutes put together, and just let it go.
Yeah, some of it's, you know what I mean. Yeah, you know, some of it's just kind of, it's different, but it's cool. I'm glad that you enjoy it, man. That's cool, man.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. Cool. You know, because like I sit at a computer all day, and I'm just like, I need something to listen to. You know, like. I can't listen to one thing forever, you know. I need like the waves, like, and your stuff, man, it was just like perfect. It was just like 1 minute it gets all like pumped up, you're just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna finish this. The next minute it like calms down, you're just like, oh yeah, just ride it, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, hell yeah, man.
cool. See, DJ, keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
Keep doing what you're doing. All you people out there, keep, you know, post this guy stuff out there, man. It's awesome.
Thank you, man. Texas, thank you, Sky.
Texas Kid approved. Texas
Dude, Kid hell approved. Yeah. I got that stamp, man. I got that big T stamp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Good news. Yep. Start to keep on going with the good news. Xbox One is going to support external hard drives in the future.
What does that mean?
That just means that you could put in a 500 gigabyte, or maybe if they will support it, though, you'll be able to put in like a 1 terabyte hard drive in Xbox One. So just download more movies, TV shows, games, all that stuff, buddy.
So man. Is this like something that you would like swap out or put into your
install? Yeah, you would have to install it.
Okay, or it's not something like you just connect it with a USB cord and
no,
you can access all that.
Yeah, well. You never know. There might be a slot in there to install it, just like the newer versions of the Xbox 360. Because on the 360, you would have to get a supported hard drive and just slip it right in. So you could probably do the same thing for this one. But yeah, that's pretty good news for gamers.
That's cool, man.
Because just like the PS3 too, I also put in a when they first supported external hard drive support, I put in a I still have a 300 gig hard drive in my PS3. Yeah, and it's already I every new game that I want to download I have to at least erase one or two of them to get down on, then I just gotta keep doing that. So I gotta try and play some of them, and if I don't like it, just delete it. So
4K, bro.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like when I get hard drives, you think like, oh, this is so huge, and then
it's
like,
not.
No. You fill it up so quickly. It's just like, oh, I had the room. Throw it on there. And then like a month later, you're like, ah, oh, got to start deleting some stuff.
Deal.
There's a lot of stuff I deleted. I'm like, ah, oh, should just sprung for another hard drive.
Right. Yep, man. Yep.
Yeah. And it's worth it to upgrade too. Even though you might not think that you could use all of it, you're gonna use all of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, especially if you're like a hardcore gamer, or even just all your movies and stuff.
I've seen people like put music videos on their PS3, and then usually when we go hanging out at somebody else's house, and you know, like an invite, and they put on their PS3s already hooked up, and they just hit play, and it just goes down the list, and it's just music videos.
So, on somebody else's stuff.
Yeah. I've seen that before, so yeah. I guess people just use it for different things: movies, music, whatever. Even pictures, picture slides, like a slideshow with music. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's cool.
you abandoned the PS3 too. It's also not the PS3, the PS4. It's still beating the Xbox One, DJ. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's why they were thinking they bumped down the price of the Xbox One to $399. Because remember, the Xbox One was $500, so they want to try and sell some more, so they bumped the price down to $399, the same price as the PS4.
What is it about a PS4 that everybody wants it more than the Xbox?
It's reliable.
It's reliable.
Yeah. Can it play? It can play like Blu-ray, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it can play all that. And then
can the Xbox One do that?
When it first came out, it didn't. People had to wait for it.
Really?
Yeah, people had to
wait. Are you kidding me?
They had to wait for an update. They had to download the update, and then it finally played Blu-ray. So out of the box, the PS4 does everything that the Xbox One is still trying to catch up with.
Well, dude, I mean, my PS3 plays Blu-rays.
Yep.
I mean, my computers play Blu-rays.
You know? Yep.
It's crazy that Xbox, wow, that's crazy, man.
And then people that have the Xbox Ones were all happy and glad that they finally get to watch Blu-rays now.
I'd be pissed, man. Spend a bunch of money on that system, and you can't even play a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you know, as a consumer, that's kind of like disappointing. You're like, oh shit. Well, what do you mean? You can only play games for a little while? You're like, yeah. on the Xbox One games. Oh, and you got to pay for the account.
That's right. Yep.
But PS4, on the other hand, is doing the same thing, which is legit. But if you're going to pay for it, they should just merge into one.
Yeah. And the one really good thing on the PlayStation 2 is you get free games, a lot of good free games.
Yes, sir.
Yep. So PlayStation Plus, get it. It's worth it. $50 a year. Mr. B recommends it. 5 Rock Pod stars, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, we're doing that now, Sky. Rock Pod stars.
Yeah, I heard that.
I was going to ask you about your House of Cards. How many Rock Pod stars you give it?
So is it like out of 5?
Yeah, just yes, out sir. Of 5.
How about half stars?
Yeah. You can do half stars.
Yep.
Okay, I say it's like 4.5.
Ooh.
It's not quite 5. Yeah.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
5.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I've seen Breaking Bad.
It's close to. Is it close to that? Something kind of like that. 4.5 ish.
Yeah.
Is it a good solid 4.5?
Oh.
Or is it a light half?
It's a light half.
So it's a solid.
Like,
four.
I would say like The Wire is very close to Breaking Bad.
Ooh. Well, we're gonna. Ooh. And how many seasons are on this? 3? 4?
The Wire, 5.
Ooh, so yeah, you can really dip into it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's good to hear, man. Some stars are coming out now, so that's a good thing. We're recapping.
Yeah.
Recapping. Yep, recapping. Listener posted, I posted a DJ Problem's gonna watch Freebirds.
Yeah.
So then, watch this with my daughter on our road trip. It is a good movie. Also, Turbo.
Yeah, dude. Turbo is a good movie, man.
Turbo.
I don't care if you're young, old, black, blue, white, brown, green, yellow, fucking alien, fucking, I don't know what, sea creature, an elephant, I don't know, whatever.
Avatar.
Avatar, yeah, hell yeah, it's a good movie. It's a really, really good movie.
Snail.
It'll get you, man. You know what I mean? There's some adult humor in there, and there's also some kids humor and stuff like that, and it's like, man, at the end of it, you kind of get choked up. You're like, oh, shit, this poor little guy, he better win. Yeah. And it's a good movie, man. It's a good movie, definitely.
DJ.
Yes, sir.
Rock Pod stars.
5-0
for Turbo.
Yeah, Turbo's a good one, man. I mean, I don't know. It's an animated movie, brother. It's really, really good. You can get into it. You can kind of like just like pick a character type deal. You know what I mean? And it's just like things... I don't know, things happen and it's cool. It's cool shit.
Yeah. DJ Problems gives Turbo 5 Rock Pod stars.
Dude, you know what? I'm really excited to see Freebirds and The Wire now. Because, you know, honestly, man, that's...
Freebirds?
Yeah, I got something forward to look, you know what I mean? Like, something to look forward to or whatever.
Yep. So. Movies, Godzilla, 93 mil over the past weekend. I want to watch it. I want to watch it, guys. I want to watch it. Godzilla. I could have been part of that 93 mil.
93 mil and what? $15?
The 1150?
Yeah. I thought it was like $20.
That's probably, I think that was with the XD.
What's that?
The big screen.
And so then, for like the normal movie theater, it's only like $11.
Like $11, yeah. Then IMAX is probably like, yeah. We haven't even gone to IMAX yet to watch a movie. Have you, DJ?
No, sir.
What?
Hey, I remember when I was little, we went to the fucking dinosaur museum, bro, and they did the Dynamax theater. What's that? Is that the same concept type deal?
Dynamax.
Yeah, it was like this like theater where they had you. Like, I don't know, I think the chairs tilted back and shit, and like you could look at the stars and maybe that was somewhere else, man. Not that I recall. No, it was at the dinosaur museum, some cool little movie theater or whatever. You could check out the dinosaurs or whatever.
Oh, maybe it was just a big theater dedicated to dinosaur clips.
Maybe it wasn't HD yet. That was a long time
ago. Never mind. Maybe that's what they called HD, Dyna.
I was like, wait, Dynamax? DX? I don't know. Is that like the same thing?
next episode, Mr. B watches Godzilla and DX.
Yeah.
DX mode, buddy. And then Neighbors. Second place, 91.5 mil.
Are you serious?
Yep. They're still doing good. Neighbors. Yeah,
that's very good. Yep. What was their production budget?
I don't know.
I'm sure it's less than that. They made their money back easy.
Yeah. Especially with two weekends with doing pretty good.
That was the second weekend take, 91?
I don't remember last week's. Maybe I'll listen to
this week.
Listen to episode 70. Then I'll say I'm there.
Hold on, let me go listen to it.
Hold on.
No, like if that was the second week for the Neighbors, if that was their take, that is very good.
Yep. Next movie.
Man, I gotta make a movie.
Gotta make a Rot Pod movie, boys.
Rot Pod.
We were talking about that, remember? We were talking about making movies and documentaries and shit, man. Let's do it.
Yeah. Who would play Mr. B? Probably get Adam Beach or something like
Adam
like
Beach.
That.
Oh yeah, that guy. Who will play DJ?
Oh no, man.
Method Man.
No, some. I don't know, dude.
Or Cheech.
You know, I would really like to meet that dude, man. I would really like to meet Cheech and Chong, dude. For real, they're good actors, bro. They're good comedians as well, yeah. You know.
And then when you're with them, we got smoke room with JC.
We got Cheech on our. On our movie that we're working on now.
Oh, snap. You heard that, listeners? It's the first.
I talked about it before in the past, but we're working on a new movie called The Book of Life, and it's based on that Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and actually the trailer is going to be coming out with Maleficent, which is next week, I think.
It's probably, not this weekend, probably next weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so I think when that comes out, it'll probably be posted on the internet somewhere. But yeah, Cheech is one of the voices for one of the characters in there. It's like a minor character, but he's on there.
Cool.
He's pretty good.
Cheech, tell if you ever meet him in person, say, hey, I got this guy on the podcast. He wants to meet you.
No, don't do that. No, no, just.
He wants you to play him in the movie.
So they're doing a documentary in Albuquerque. He wants you to play him.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, I'm all embarrassed right now, dude.
Yeah. You'll be working with Adam Beach.
Tell him when he meets you, he wants both of you to smoke one for JC.
Dude, that would be real cool. You know what I mean? I don't know if Cheech smokes, but I know Tommy does.
Yeah.
Cheech has got his smoke. Even if it's not like every day, he's still got to be lighting up every now and then.
Dude, I'd love to just smoke a joint or a blunt or something. You know what I mean? A big, a nice cigar of weed, man, with those dudes. I gotta make it big, dude, so that way I can have an opportunity to before time passes too much.
Cheech.
It's a goal, man.
DJ doing a selfie. Then number three, Amazing Spider-Man 2 with 16.8. Again, big jump from number three to two, 16 to 91 mil. It's a lot of money.
Christ.
From 16 to 91 mil?
Yep.
Wait, that's so... So in the first week it made 16 million, but then it made 90 now?
No, that was a... No, that was a top three. Godzilla.
Oh, right. Okay, that was the spread.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the words right, buddy. Terminology.
Okay, I was thinking something different. I think I was thinking something completely different. Like now it's different to me.
Cool.
Yeah, man, we gotta make a movie.
Yeah, we gotta make a movie for sure, bro.
Google Play. They're now accepting PayPal, so you can pay for everything with PayPal and Google Play.
Do you guys use Google Play?
Yeah, but I never really purchased anything yet.
All right.
only on the iPhone. Purchased more stuff on the iPhone than Android. What about you, DJ? Wait,
what's that, Sky?
So you can't Google Play is on the iPhone?
Nah, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I don't think so, bro. I think that's for Windows, right? Or is it not?
No. I have an iPhone.
Uh huh.
So I've purchased more stuff on the iPhone than I do on my my Android phone.
So you have Google Play on an iPhone?
No, I have Google Play on the Android.
Uh huh.
And then the Apple Store for the iPhone.
Uh huh.
And I've never really purchased anything on the Android store, the Google Play store. But I've purchased a lot of stuff on the iPhone.
Through the App Store?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was wondering, I was like, wait, is the App Store have Google Play? Is that something that...
Oh, no.
I was thinking that Google Play was on the app. I was like, wait, dude, I don't think so, man, because I have an iPhone. I don't know. Does that work? Is that true? Is it jailbroke?
Yeah. Do you guys see this pick? X-Men fan bills working Wolverine claws.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's pretty cool, huh?
I think I seen something about that on Facebook.
Yeah, it's just with compressed air, three metal spikes.
Are you serious? That's dangerous, dude. It's all check this out. Pushing.
That would be funny if he was making a video trying to show it off and he hurts himself.
My eyes!
My eyes.
He bit me in the eye!
The blades both deploy and retract automatically at the touch of a button. Just
that doesn't sound good.
With compressed air, too.
Well, someone came up to you, dude, and tried to rob you, and then just jumped out with those. Like some super villain dude, and he's like... Give me all your money. And you're like, oh my god, holy shit. Yeah, here you go, dude. That was crazy. I've never seen anything like that before. I bet you were
someone trying to rob you, and then you just like pull.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Check this out. You want to rob me? 20 inch retractable claws. Yo, you're like, oh my god, holy shit.
That would be cool if only the middle one comes out. Stink.
Oh, shit. Have you seen when Iron Man came out? There was a fan. There was some guy that made the mask, like his helmet, opened up and everything.
Really?
Like he figured out everything, like the how
design push a
button. Yeah, like he molded it and he put a lot of time and money into it. It's pretty crazy. And then like the eyes would light up, you push a button and it would like open up. It's pretty crazy.
Is it on YouTube or something?
Yeah, I think there's a ton of people that have done it so far, but, you know, I think it was, like, the one that I saw, it was, like, these Asians had, like, a studio or, like, a shop in, like, China or somewhere, so that's all they did. They just, like, they modeled it. They got, I think it was, like, clay, and they just sat there and, like, figured out everything, and they went and bought all the electronics for it.
That's crazy, man.
Like, man, that would be so awesome, like, just have all that time and all that money and all that resource just to sit there and just tinker around and build stuff like that.
That would be cool, man. Like animatronics?
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
Well, you know what I want to say about that?
What's that? Yeah.
JC!
JC! Well, you know what you could get with $85,000? Hover bike.
A hover bike.
Real life hover bike.
Is this like the hoverboard, that fake shit that looked like Marty McFly's board?
No, this is the real deal, buddy. It's going to launch in 2017.
Send me a link.
If they can't get a board to work, how the heck did they get a bike?
This one has like two. Has
I like, want to see this.
Has like two propellers, one in front, one in back. Only goes 45 miles an hour.
Holy shit, it's a big-ass bike, man. That ain't no damn bike. That's that looks like something out of a...
It's a hover boat.
This looks like something out of Star Wars, man.
Does it look like a hovercraft?
Yeah, it looks like two big rims, and it has like this like little like a ski rack looking deal on the bottom of it. And if this guy's really small compared to this thing, dude, it's pretty big. it's bigger than a snowmobile for sure. It's goddamn 85,000.
And you can ride for an hour and 15 minutes.
You can ride for an hour on one tank of gas, or is it electric?
One tank of something.
Oh shit! Okay.
One tank of hopes and dreams, buddy.
I wonder if it's fast.
45 miles an hour. It's
huge, brother. And there's three people that got to be around it, like
to keep you up.
Yeah, like what? Okay, so the weird thing is, I'm watching the video, and this one guy's in the middle, and these two guys are on the outside, and they're kind of holding it up as he's going. And now this one guy just jumps on it, and he's just like, pew, he's off, dude. But I don't know. I think you have to be really, you have to be really extremely coordinated to do something like this, dude.
Coordinated.
So if I'm gonna drop $85,000,
you better learn
for something. Yeah, for something that requires a takeoff team, and I can only go for an hour, with an hour and a half at 45 miles an hour.
Yep.
I think I'll pass on.
This would be dangerous on the streets. Let me tell you that much. This ain't for like sand dunes or any of that shit. It's just for like a huge, huge salt flat or a huge dry lake bed.
And how would you turn on that?
Well, so it says yaw to turn around. So I'm guessing it's something like
probably has like flaps like a
like a horse bit type deal. You know what I mean? I think you pull on this one side or you turn this wheel this one way, and it kind of tilts it. It tilts like little fans, like little like blades, I guess, inside the fans, and it moves the air that way. I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Little flaps.
All I keep thinking of is, there's that one Jackie Chan movie where he's on that hovercraft and it just goes crashing through everything. I can't remember what the name of it.
That was on a boat, right? It's like a hover boat.
Was it? Yeah, it's like a hovercraft. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
This is pretty incredible, man. I mean, I don't know. That's a lot for that thing.
Yep. Well, something that's going to be a lot to pay for out of your money, out of your wallet, is Comcast may roll out data caps for all customers within 5 years.
What?
So no more unlimited stuff. You're going to reach a cap and you're going to have to dish out more money to get more bits.
What? Wait, what does that mean?
It means that they'll give like they do for your phone. You know, you have like a 5 gig cap or a 10 gig cap.
What?
Comcast is going to do that.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir. More money, oh, DJ.
Dude, that's the worst fucking thing I've ever heard, yo. Yo, I'm not going to be, fucking Jesus. That sucks.
Yep, data caps are no good.
Within 5 years?
5 years, yep.
Okay, so this isn't going to happen like this year or anything like that, right?
No.
Or start downloading stuff?
Yeah, dude, I'm really going to start like, holy shit.
Start downloading.
Where can I find a
future Rock Pod episodes now?
Where can I find a copy of LimeWire?
fucking right.
DJ's bear share.
Torrent. Yeah. Morpheus, dude. Morpheus.
Yeah. That's where it's really at. Before the data cap hits, download.
I wonder what the data cap's gonna. You know what? People use their houses and shit, and they're not gonna like that. Customers aren't gonna like that, dude. I swear to God, it's gonna be like some political shit.
It's gonna be like House of Cards, buddy.
Yeah, dude. People are not gonna like that at all. They're gonna be like, yo, and they're expensive anyways, dude.
Yeah.
They're fucking, dude. The bills are like $159 a fucking month and shit. That's how much you get? Do you guys have Comcast? Does anybody have Comcast?
No, I don't. I don't have Comcast.
No, Comcast.
I don't know, dude. But I mean, dude, if you're paying like really fucking really, I mean, like people pay this shit. That's crazy, dude. That's pretty disappointing, man.
Yep, yep.
Greed. Yeah, I smell greed.
Daddy caps, man. No good.
CEO of Comcast trying to afford a hover bike.
Yeah, no shit. No shit, man. I bet you that's exactly what some shit like that would happen, dude.
What's a hover bike?
You know, dude, he's that's... like,
I gotta give me a hover bike. How can I afford it?
Yeah, oh, hey, no. It's gonna gotta come out of somebody's back. Yeah, it's gonna come out of somebody's back. Fuck it. Oh.
Yeah, that's no bueno, man.
That's whack, buddy.
You know,
whack. It's dope.
Do you guys pay for caps on your stuff?
No.
See, so man, that's gonna make people jump ship.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Free birds.
You need free birds. Free birds. Oh, I'm free birds into fucking CenturyLink.
You better watch all the Netflix now, buddy.
Yeah, no kidding, man. I'm not even kidding you. I might fall off the face of the earth for fucking real, dude. I may just fall off the face of the earth, dude.
No more DJ Facebook. No more Facebook-ing.
No, not so much. Not, and you know, no, I'm just kidding. I'll be long gone by then.
You mean I can't Facebook stalk anymore?
Dude, you know, I mean... I just may disappear and then I'll have to go to a payphone to Mr. B and tell him, hey, look, man, I'm gonna give you some time a day and on a month in the calendar and I'm gonna tell you, hey, dude, wait, expect a call from me before. It's gonna be a payphone. It's gonna be me. This is the only contact that's gonna be made.
The caller ID is gonna say unknown or restricted.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, you know, just... Oh, shit. I'll have to put, like, a code in there, like, in the number, something that I can put a code. Hey, SOS, it's me. 505, Rot Pod, nigga. I don't know.
So all your Rot Pod listeners start sending DJ phone cards.
Phone card.
Yeah, right? Like a little business card, so that way I can, or like a Rolodex, with, so that way I can keep a book of numbers.
So when that happens, remember, I'll be expecting a phone call from you, and we'll do the podcast at that time.
I'm going to have to write you a letter, man, so I'm going to have to mail it out. It's going to take a couple days to get across town. You're going to read it. You're going to respond back. I may get an internet connection at some blessing. I may have an interconnection to the web somewhere. And, you know, at that point, I'll say, hey, man, did you get the mail, this and that? I can't be here for too long or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? Something crazy might happen.
I only got one roll of quarters.
For Comcast, this is the shit I'm going to have to go through for Comcast, right? You know what I mean?
All because of the hovercraft.
Jesus Christ, that's epic. That was epic, right? That's movie material, my man.
Yep.
That's hashtag.
Hashtag it.
Hashtag it. That's good, yeah, man. Good one.
Yeah, it's not Mr. B. I was like, I don't hashtag. I pound sign.
Pound sign.
What's that? What's the pound sign? Is the star, right?
No,
dude, it's the hash. Just the hashtag.
It's the hashtag. The pound sign. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I get it. I was like, wait, is that the star or what?
Pound sign. Rot Pod.
Someone say pound it. That's what I mean.
Yep.
Hashtag it. Pound it. I like that, dude. That's good.
Pound it.
Pound it. Here's another good news, video games. You want to be a race car driver? Start playing race car video games.
No shit.
Dude, I can't be a race car driver then. I keep crashing those things.
Yeah, this is a Nissan GT Academy. Uses a Gran Turismo to train their racers.
It is pretty realistic, man. I'm not going to fucking lie.
Yeah, for Gran Turismo?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It is. The brakes wear out and shit like that. The car gets hot. Your tires wear down. You crash. Your car doesn't make it.
Your car doesn't make it.
How does... I downloaded Need for Speed onto my phone. How does that compare? Have you guys played Need for Speed?
Need for Speed, yeah. On your phone, you just use the tilt controls. That's the only difference. Just using the tilt controls rather than using a controller in your hand.
Yeah, and then like you tilt the phone. If you want to go left, you tilt it left.
That's tilt crazy. Right, you want to go
right. Yep.
Yeah. Yes, I tried it for a while. I think it was like free. It was like one of those promotional weekends. Like, oh, download these games. They're free for this week. So I downloaded it and I tried it. And I was like, I can't play this game. it's too realistic.
I can't play this game. Hey, you know what song has been stuck in my head this past weekend since we've been driving around and been turning, changing stations and all that?
What's up?
Watch this. That song's been stuck in my head, man.
Oh, that hurts my heart, dude. That hurts my heart. That's on the radio?
Yeah,
that's
on the radio.
Oh, my God, dude. That hurts my heart, dude.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's crazy to hear, like, a genre that nobody paid attention to. All of a sudden, it's just like, you know. It's crazy.
Turned down for what?
Right? Hell yeah.
That's right, buddy.
Never turned down. What's turned down?
There's one more song that's been stuck in my head. You ready?
Let's hear it. I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the best lane. Yes, sir. That's a biggie, man.
This one's also on the radio, too, quite a bit.
Yeah, that's a biggie, right?
Yes, sir.
She's dope, man.
I'm so fancy. Rob Potts fancy. Mr. B? Feeling fancy right now.
Yeah, fancy, huh?
Yes, sir. Yep. So, all right, real quick, just a last few stories real quick. Podcast, the app for iOS, it's called Podcast, is now outfitted for Siri and CarPlay. So you can ask Siri to play podcasts talking to your phone while you're in your car. That's one of the updates. Another update, you can now text 911. Instead of calling 911, you can now text 911, but it's only in a few states. It's only in a few states right now.
Hold on.
911. Wait, let me pull out my phone because I'm fucking dying.
Oh, correct.
I know. Right? It's all blah, blah, blah.
Dying. No, not frying. Dying.
Crazy autocorrect. You know how autocorrect changes your words?
I hate that. I deal with that on the regular, man. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. Wait, I didn't mean to send that. And it's like sending a bunch of crazy shit. I'm like, what the hell? And someone's like, okay. What the hell are you talking about? I'm like, no, wait. No, I don't mean that. Like, and, you know, it's over a message, so you can't, like, correct yourself right away. So it kind of takes a second, which is funny. It makes it interesting, bro. It makes it fun and interesting.
Yeah. Yep, turn off mine. Still get in trouble. One time I was texting my mom, and I was trying to tell her, like, about my work, and, like, we get shots, like, specific shots for work that I'm working on, so, like, I was texting her, and I said, instead of shot, I put shit. And I was like, this is to my mom, and she's like, what? And I'm like, no, I put the wrong thing there.
Oh. Hey, that autocorrect got me.
Yeah.
Yep. So,
right.
Yeah, they're just rolling it out in a few states right now, and all the carriers, the wireless carriers, they jumped on board right away. So it's just up to the 911 call centers to upgrade their systems to accept texts from 911 people.
Man, dude,
I hate to be those people in the dispatch just getting all these texts. Like, you know how kids text these days. It's just like all these
crazy acronyms and cutting out vowels. I mean, I hate to be those guys trying to decipher all that. Like, what?
Yeah, right?
What's going on with this person? Hashtag I'm dying. What does that mean?
Hashtag.
Is he dying like laughing, or is he like dying like dying? What do we do? I don't know. We might not send a paramedic unit out there.
Hashtag help.
I know, right?
No, they're gonna say pound sign.
Pound sign help if you're having an emergency. Please text 911. Pound sign help.
Pound sign.
I want to text it just call.
Yeah, someone would have no fucking time to take a text message out and be like, hey, guess what, guys? I'm dying, I think. I need you to come over here real quick. I'm suffering from chest pains and slight nausea, and I'm really dizzy. I'm disoriented and don't know where I am. Please help. My address is such and such. You're like, oh, okay, this is good. This is good. It works. It works.
It's efficient. Especially for autocorrect, too. If you try and type in an address, it's going to mess it up, huh?
I know. It's like trying to type into Google Maps. You're like, dude, I didn't want to fucking go here. You took me across town another way I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
You know how many, like, lawsuits are waiting for, you know, waiting to happen because of that? Because, you know, think about it. Like, cops and ambulances and, you know, firefighters can be sent to, like, wrong address or something. And if that person dies or something,
yeah,
there's going to be like, oh, well, this is what we got on a text. And you'd be like, yeah.
It shows it. It's just some jumbled letters and it like part of a street name. This is the text, and we knew exactly where we were going. You're like, yo, how? It doesn't even explain shit.
Yo, pound sign, fellas.
Pound sign.
Pound sign. Take a breather, fellas. Take a breather. Next year, Sprint. You'll be able to take your other phones to Sprint. Next year, you'll be able to take a phone that you own and take it to Sprint and have your phone activated on Sprint. That's what I meant to say.
Sprint's going to sprint you up.
Yep, yep. And hopefully pretty soon, they'll be coming out with a reversible USB cable, which means they won't have the, you know, you can only plug in the cable to your device one way. It'll be a reversible, so you don't have to figure out which way it goes in.
How hard is it to plug? Yeah. Oh, wait. Well, iPhones are just universal, bro. That mini USB thing, I don't think it has to have a certain way.
Yeah. The newer Apple products.
Yeah.
Yeah, that real small connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're.
So you're talking about the pins. The pins are like.
It's just flat. It's this little like a skillet flipping egg looking thing, dude. Like a egg flipper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little spatula and an egg flipper. Fucking Jesus Christ! You can tell I use text messages, huh? A damn spatula. So yeah, it looks like looks like a little spatula you stick in there. You know what I mean? It's just a little. I don't know. Yeah. Either way, it works.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, they're gonna do that with the regular USB cables.
It's about time. It's about time that and texting 911, man. Gotta catch up.
Yes, sir. And it's about that time, fellas. 71. 71 in the books.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Yeah. So,
I'm starving, bro. I'm ready to go eat some dinner.
Yes, sir. Thanks again, Sky, Texas Kid, a.k.a. Texas Kid from Texas. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
No problem.
Thank you, buddy.
No problem, man.
Thanks for sharing the Rock Pod and sharing DJ Problems music and just...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. I really appreciate that, buddy.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it.
No problem. Sells itself, man. Sells
Thank
itself.
Thank you, brother.
Yep, yep. And as usual, haven't had a guest on in a while, but DJ, you know, it's for the guests.
Yes, sir.
Yo, Texas Kid.
Yeah.
Nike or Under Armour?
Under Armour.
Yo, Texas Kid.
Yeah.
Any last words?
Don't text 911.
Yeah.